Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now call in for women to answer a deceptively simple question. What makes you a grown-up? We ask because tonight here in WNYC's Green Space, there's a really cool event with a bunch of very smart women exploring that very question. Okay, they phrase it a little differently. It's called How to Be a Grown-Ass Woman. But we'll pick up the basic question. What makes you a grown-up woman? They've got a list of indicators, big and small. Maybe you just started washing your bras, they say, or maybe you finally stopped apologizing for being ambitious. Whatever it is, call in with your lessons about what makes you a grown woman, 212-433-WNYC. And this can be serious or this can be fun, 212-433-9692. Or you can walk that line where serious and fun meet, 212-433-9692. And joining us for this, I'm very happy to welcome to the studio Lindy West, staff writer for Jezebel, and a participant in the Green Space event tonight. Hey, Lindy.
Hi.
So alongside with you, there will be Twana Hines, also known as the Funky Brown Chick, Gawkers, Ask a Clean Person, Jolie Kerr, Logan Sation, I don't know if I said her name right, co-editor of The Billfold, a money advice site. Is there something that unites all of you in grown-updom?
Probably not. I can only speak for myself, but I would say that I don't know that I even count as a grown-up, but I am muddling through. And we're all doing that same thing with different strengths and weaknesses.
What do you mean you're not even sure if you count as a grown-up?
Oh, well, I mean, we sort of crowdsourced this list of things that make people a grown woman. And I would say that I don't do most of them. You know, things like know how much money you have in your checking account. I don't know. Or open your mail. No. The bra washing was a big thing in our little conference call that we had. Apparently, you're supposed to wash your bra every couple days. Not familiar with that rule.
This was a surprise to you.
So I think I'm going to be doing maybe more learning tonight than teaching, but...
Yes, I was given a copy of the manifesto. They use that word.
Womanifesto, really.
A womanifesto. Okay. somebody dropped those first two. So womanifesto that you're using for the event. It's a list of six things that women should do to enter adulthood. It's kind of a jumping off point, really. But yes, know your checking account balance, which somebody pointed out to me is different than knowing how to balance a checking account.
Right.
Another one was stop apologizing.
Yeah, I mean, I will apologize. I think that is kind of a thing that's built into how we socialize women to behave. I mean, I will apologize. Like, if I went to a restaurant and brought me just a plate of garbage, I would say, "I'm so sorry, but this is garbage. Like, can I have food instead of garbage?" I would apologize to you. I don't think my boyfriend would do that, for example.
And there have been academic studies,
I'm sure,
that
yeah.
show that women apologize all the time.
Yeah.
In just the kind of mundane ways that you just gave us an example of, and men do it much, much, much less.
Yeah.
Well, Eliana in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
What makes me a grown-up, I don't sweat the small stuff anymore. If somebody step on my foot on the subway or somebody doesn't apologize, you know, if even my girlfriend does wrong, I try to just say, count 1 to 10 and just say, you know what, this is the small stuff. I'm not going to sweat it. To me, it makes me a grown-up. That I don't get angry for little things anymore.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Eliana, thank you very much. 212-433-WNYC and Audrey in Leonia. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
So what makes you a grown-up woman?
So I think... the thing that makes me a grown-up is living through a heartbreak. I used to think that if my heart was broken, that I would die. And it turns out that I won't, and I didn't, and I'm actually better for it.
Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
It's so true. But, you know, definitely the heartache. And I think the other thing is, you know, I care more about being healthy than looking healthy.
Great ones, Audrey. Thank you very much. Isn't that great?
Yeah. I was going to, in preparing for this event, I was just thinking about that exact thing. That what really, even if I don't behave like a grown-up in every circumstance, you know, in terms of balancing my checkbook or whatever, the fact that I have had my heart broken and had people I love die, at this point, you know, if I come out of the bathroom and my skirt stuck in the back of my underpants, I do not care. You know, like, just little embarrassments, I cannot be fazed.
And you know what? Audrey and Eliana inspired the world because all of a sudden, bang, our lines are completely full. So 212-433-9692. On our comments page, Carolita writes, I knew I was a grown woman when my boyfriend dumped me and said he was moving upstate. And through my heartache, so here's another story of getting over heartache. But through my heartache, I asked him what he was doing with his great big apartment with a low rent. So there you go. Well, Catherine in New Haven, you're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. This is a little bit more on the socializing side, I guess. But I think I knew when I was a woman when I went to Planned Parenthood for the first time and got Plan B. That was a very big moment for me where I was actually taking care of my reproductive health by myself and taking that initiative. I think that was a big step.
Thank you very much. I guess so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Scary step.
And also, a thing for me was being able to go to the drugstore and buy stuff like that without also buying a bunch of decoy items. You know, like if I had to buy tampons or something, I would buy a bunch of apples or something. I don't know. So people didn't notice.
Is being a grown-up woman different from being a grown-up man in some fundamental way? I mean, a lot of the advice seemed, obviously, if somebody's talking about, you know, Plan B, it's particular to a woman's biology, but a lot of the advice seems like it could cut both ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's fundamentally different because I mean, a big part of the way I think about the world is that women are people just and men are people. And that's sort of what I go for in my feminism, you know. But the main things, I guess, are just owning what you do and having empathy for other people and, I don't know, living your life how you want to.
Irene on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Irene.
Hi, how are you? What it means to me is really, truly taking care of another person and not so much being a mother, because I am a mother now, but this, I guess, in looking back, I probably felt more responsible and more like a woman when I was taking care of two parents who were ill, who were terminally ill. And I think that really kind of grounds you.
Irene, thank you very much. It's funny because a lot of the things on the manifesto have to do with expressing yourself and being, in a way, selfish. I mean, maybe in mm-hmm. a good way, you know, and partly from the way that you were talking before about how women tend to apologize and, mm-hmm. and men don't. One of the specific wordings on the woman of Festo is do you, which I take to mean that women shouldn't be focused on others' needs all the time, but on their own needs. And yet we know, yeah, one of the real things for anybody about being a grown-up is that you're capable of taking care of other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a balance. I just think that's more about the fact that there are tons of expectations for women, how women should behave and how women should allow themselves to be perceived by other people, and controlling this sort of, you know, image that conforms to what a woman's supposed to be. So I think it's about balancing those two things, being the person that you actually are and also taking care of other people.
Susie on Long Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been thinking a lot about this, and I think one of the big problems is most women, and probably men too, want to be taken care of. And I think I grew up a lot when I realized that my parents would no longer take care of me and that I was in charge of taking care of me.
Because they couldn't do it anymore, or a lot of people...
No, that it was my job.
Right. A realization, whether they could or not.
That's correct. I think that a lot of people really hoped that, you know, somebody will step in and take care of them, and it won't happen. And I think you're better off when you don't rely on that.
Susie, thank you so much. I mentioned you wrote a book that qualifies you to help lead this conversation in part. It's
Hopefully.
Called How to Be a Person, The Stranger's Guide to College, Sex, Intoxicants, Tacos, and Life Itself. So what did you learn when writing the book about the kinds of things people aren't told as they go to college or beyond?
Oh, what did I learn? I learned that I am not an expert in anything, but that, you know, that I have good instincts. You know, I think we all should trust our instincts a little bit more. And I definitely learned a lot from the other people who worked on the book about, you know, just how to trust yourself, I guess, and how to be kind to other people. I don't know. Those are the two things that keep coming up for me.
Those are good ones. Fundamental.
Yeah.
Marie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marie.
Hi. It was funny that you just said that because that's what I was thinking. When I was in my early 20s, my girlfriends in their 30s and 40s kept telling me, you know you're grown up when you're really a woman, when you're no longer trying to prove yourself to other people. When you're in your teens, your 20s, you're still trying to prove certain things, or kind of like you were saying before, like apologizing for certain things. But then at a certain point, you kind of just, you're like, okay, well, this is who I am, and I don't really have to apologize to people or prove that I'm something else. It didn't mean that you didn't have to work on qualities, and we also have to try to improve, but it was more for yourself as opposed to everyone around.
And a certain centeredness and confidence, it sounds like. And by the way, as we run out of time, on our comments page, Caitlin writes, listening to this is finally getting me into making a dentist appointment, even though it's the thing I probably hate the most in the world. So Caitlin is now a grown-up. The event in the green space tonight is called How to Be a Grown-Ass Woman. Lindy West, staff writer for Jezebel, will be one of the panelists. And you can watch the event at thegreenspace.org at 7 o'clock tonight if you're not there. Lindy, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.